بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The most important thing in our deen is our aqaid, our beliefs. Our beliefs should conform to the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our salvation in the Akhirah depends on our beliefs. If our beliefs are correct, then we will be saved in dunya as well as akhirat. So that is the main thing in our deen. Now, for the correct aqaid, we have to consult our ulama-i kiram, ulama-i haq. If that's a bit difficult, then there are many kitabs that are written on aqaid. I suggest that we go through Beheshti Zewar in the beginning. All the necessary aqaid beliefs that we need to know and we have to have embedded in our heart, that will be sufficient. So go through Beheshti Zewar in the beginning. And then the second thing which is very, very important in our deen after our aqaid, where we express our aqaid, is through the fara'id, like salat. Now, here we express that we believe in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We express that we are following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is very, very important, our fara'is. But we know that as far as fara'is are concerned, we are very deficient. So in the shariat, through the barakah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed us with sunnati mu'akkada. Now the sunnati mu'akkada is to make up for the deficiencies in the fara'is. And this is whether it's salat, whether it's zakat. For example, the farz zakat, which is the farz zakat. If there is deficiencies in it, then we have the nafal nawafil, the nafal sadaqat that makes up. So that is the sunnati mu'akkada. Then we have sunnati ghair mu'akkada, the emphasized sunnats, the sunnats that are nawafil. Now a person who has love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he just won't suffice on fara'is, he won't just suffice on the sunnati muqaddah, but he'll go an extra mile to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pleased, to get the love of Allah. So he goes an extra mile and he does the nawafil as well. So today I want to discuss one nafal by which we can become very close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is the salatul tasbih. Now it's Friday. On Friday we need to increase our ibadat, especially durood on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is one faraiz, one sunnat salah, nafal, which is known as salatul tasbih. Now when we hear of salatul tasbih, we get a bit worried. We are maybe old, we may have a very busy schedule, and to read Salatul Tasbih takes you half an hour, 20 minutes. But don't worry, inshallah. Our ulama have made it very easy. They have gone into the in-depth study of Quran and Hadith, and they have made an easy. They have come up from Quran and Hadith, they have seen a Salatul Tasbih, they have studied a Salatul Tasbih, which is mukhtasar, which is brief, which is not so lengthy. And that we can all do. Now remember, in our nafal salat, we can make multiple intentions. For example, we come into the masjid, there is enough time, there is 10 minutes. I have to read 2 rakats, for example, before Zohar, 4 rakats sunnati muqaddada, but you can read 2 rakats tahiyyatul masjid. So you read tahiyyatul masjid, you can include tahiyyatul wuzu, you can include salatul shukr, you can include salatul tawbah, you can include salatul istikhara, if you have to make salatul istikhara. So in nafal, you can make multiple intentions. One intention, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, one intention we can make is salatul isti'ana, just to draw the help of Allah. This is also a nafal salat, salatul isti'ana. Another is the one that we are discussing, salatul tasbih. Now, especially Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who is the father of Mufti Muhammad Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he has written a kitab and he has made mention of the mukhtasar, the brief, salatul tasbih. Very, very easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. So, from the hadith, he has said, from studying the hadith, that if a person read two rakats of nafal salat, and in any posture of salat, any posture, whether it's qiyam, whether it's ruku, whether it's qoma, whether it's jalsa, whether it's sajda, once, a person reads 10 times Allahu Akbar, 10 times Alhamdulillah, 10 times Subhanallah, only once in any one posture of the two rakats of Salatul Nawafil, he has read Salatul Tasbih. So very, very easy. Our deen is not difficult. So once again, I hope you understood it properly, in the two rakats or even 4 rakats of Nafal, we can read up to 8 rakats of Nafal, in there, a person reads in any posture. For example, you read Allahu Akbar, you said the Thana, after the Thana, before saying Ta'awud and Basmallah, you read Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. Then after that, Alhamdulillah, 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 10 times. Subhanallah, 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 10 times. Only once, in the 2 rakats, in any posture, like in this case, after Thana, you have read Salatul Tasbih. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. The main thing is amal. So bring it in our lives, inshallah, pass it on to our families also, and pass it on to others. In this way, we will invest for our akhirat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So if you understood it, inshallah, try and make amal from today, inshallah. We read any 2 rakats, 4 rakats of nafal, make the intention of salatut tasbih. And in any posture of nafal salat, whether even in qiyam, even in ruku, even in sajda, you go into sajda, subhana rabbi al-a'la thrice, subhana rabbi al-a'la 5 times, after that, Allahu Akbar 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, subhanallah 10 times. Your salatul tasbih is done. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to make amal. Then, now, a little, taking it a little further. Subhanallah is actually the introduction towards Tawbah. It's a prelude towards Tawbah. If we look at the dua of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the stomach of the fish, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. If you analyze this very, very powerful zikr and dua, it's the tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta. Then after that, subhanaka. So after Subhanak, then it's Tawbah. So the ulama say, we can make niyat of Tawbah in Subhanallah. See how deep our ulama go. Subhanallah, we can make the niyat of Tawbah. Alhamdulillah, we can make the niyat of shukr. Allahu Akbar, we make this niyat, Allah is not in need of my shukr in the least bit. Allah is not in need of my tawbah. Allah is great. So in this way, if we read it with this frame of mind, it brings more jazbah, enthusiasm in reading these simple phrases. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. So we normally read Tasbih Fatimi after the Faras Salat. So make this niyat, inshallah. Subhanallah. From the one salat till the next salat, whatever evil I've done, disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah forgive me, subhanallah, Allah is pure and full of those sins. So make niyat of tawbah. Alhamdulillah, from one namaz till the next namaz, how many of the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala raining upon me, which I can't even count. For that I make in shukr, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We make tawbah, shukr, Allah won't punish us. And then Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is so great, He doesn't need my tawbah, He doesn't need my shukr. Allah is great. So slowly the greatness of Allah will settle in our heart. Inshallah next time, the ulama, but let us practice on this. We go a step further and then we can progress more. Allah give us tawfiq next time. We'll make another, if Allah gives us the opportunity, next sitting inshallah, we can increase our niyats in just subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And that is the difference between our amal and the amal of the Ahlullah. The Ahlullah, they make amal with niyat. All these niyats they make in their amal. We just make amal. Allah give us tawfiq to sit in their company more and more and benefit in the company of the ulama. But the main thing is amal. So let us try and practice upon this, inshallah, the Salatu Tasbih, which is very, very, very short, the Mukhtasar one. We can do it any time, any rukun of the Salat, any posture of the Salat, any, only once. Allahu Akbar 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, and Subhanallah 10 times. And when we read Subhanallah, make niyat of Tawbah. When we read Alhamdulillah, make niyat of Shukr. And Allahu Akbar, Allah doesn't need my Tawbah, Allah doesn't need my Shukr, Allah is great. The greatness of Allah will come, the love of Allah will come, and we will become the beloveds of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdika, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.